Hello, this is Cal Badia with another TS podcast. I'm calling this one Pizza Hut Has Cool Placemats. This past Sunday, I went for family dinner to the quote-unquote neighborhood Pizza Hut, which I gotta say is not really neighborhood at all. It's actually about 15 miles away, but it's the it's the closest one around. Anyway, we get there, you know, we're rooting through, we're like, hell yeah, pizza. I love pizza. You know, get some deep dish, some pepperoni. Man, I'm hungry. Anyway, we order, and while we're waiting, they give us these puzzle placemats with fun activities to keep you busy for the time being, you know? Like, you know, random puzzles. You got, like, word search and, like, fill in the blank and a couple of crossword puzzles. Really simple stuff, though. Anyhow, I was looking at my placemat, and it has a bunch of what-if questions. Like, here's the headline. I'm actually looking at the piece of paper right now. It says, have you ever wondered what if you had to put a giraffe in the refrigerator? How would you do it? Check out these other interesting what-if questions with your family and take turns answering them. Okay, so, anyhow, I don't know why. I thought people on here would get a kick out of this just because it was... I had this in my pocket when I went to work on Monday, and I was asking random people random questions, and it was actually a lot of fun. Came up with some pretty crazy answers. Anyway, the first question was, what if you had a wild animal for a pet? What would you choose and why? And my answer with my brother was a liger, you know, the tiger and the lion mix. And our reasoning was, duh, because they're rare and they eat people. And it's just because, you know, we're particularly violent, you know, at home. I don't know why, it's like a running joke. Next question is, what if you had $1 million? How would you spend it? And we said we'd find a savings bank with the largest interest rate we can find. What if you were president for one day? What would you do? We said we'd start war on Canada. I don't know why. It was the first thing we thought of. And my mom was like, well, you know, there's all these, you know, it's not like a president could just declare war on somebody. And we're like, I know, we'll just start stuff rolling and let the guy that comes back in the next day try to straighten things out. Let's see here. Oh, what if you had a genie that granted one wish per day? How would you use them? And we couldn't figure out specifics, but we put in world peace or a paradise island with OC192, which for anybody who doesn't know much about internet connections, that's about as fast as it gets. I mean, really, really fast, like terabit stuff. What if you could travel back in time? When and where would you go? And we're still working on that one. That's kind of the running joke one. Everyone seems to come up with different stuff. Like my mom was like, I'd go back and visit Jesus, stuff like that. Yeah. All right. What if you were stranded on an island with one possession? What would it be and why? And our first answer right off the bat was the genie, of course. Answering a wish a day. Heck, why not make it enjoyable? But on a serious note, probably an iPod with a long battery life. You know, because if you're going to die, then hell, you might as well have some fun. The music, kick back, relax, pass out, all that kind of stuff. All right, now, I have asked all the questions on this little piece of paper, and I figure since I'll put this in below top secret humor, maybe I can get some responses. So feel free to answer. I'll see if I can put up a post with all the questions. I don't know why. It's one of these things that, you know, makes you think about it, especially that back in time one, because... Man, where would you go anyway? I don't know. Maybe I'd go stop me from running over those squirrels that TC was talking about, something like that. Or possibly, I don't know, something. Or possibly go mess with the vote machines. How about that? That sounds good too. I'm sure somebody would appreciate, you know, going back in time and screwing stuff up. Of course, we'd all have totally screwed up lifestyles if we could go back in time at least once. And then be going back and forth, then you get time pair. Okay, I'm starting to ramble. All right, those are the questions. Answer them if you want to. If you don't, whatever. Just post. I just thought it would be funny to think about. All righty, this is Cubby out.